With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. If all goes according to plan, a new president will have taken the reins at Western Michigan University by this time next year. John Dunn announced yesterday that he will step down next summer after 10 years as Western's president. In a message to the campus community, Dunn announced that he will retire on June 30th of next year. And we are joined now by Western Michigan University President John Dunn. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Gordon. It's nice to talk with you and your many listeners.
Obviously, this is a big decision for both you and the university. So how did you come to the decision that June 30th, 2017 should be your last day here at Western?
Well, fortunately, this has been an enormous opportunity and a real privilege to serve as president. I originally came here with an understanding that I would be here 5 years, and then the board of trustees had upped my commitment on three occasions, taking me, as you indicated earlier, to 10 years. I've worked closely with the trustees to try and make sure that we time transitions in a way that will be helpful to the university, to the community, certainly to our state and our many stakeholders. So this has been a conversation that we engaged in starting a little bit last spring and a bit through the summer. Everyone is in agreement that transitions need to be handled very, very carefully. And I'm very pleased, very proud of our trustees. I think the goal here is to give them adequate time to engage in a very comprehensive search, as they did when I had the opportunity to be appointed here, and one that's a search that's transparent, that involves the university community and others, to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to see finalists.
I want to go back to what you just said there, that you came originally with the idea of being president for 5 years, and now that has turned into 10.
Right.
I guess I'm just wondering, how much convincing did it take along the lines on your part to say, hey, how about another year? How about another year? How about we stretch it out to 10?
Well, really, it was very easy from my perspective, and I think it was reasonably easy for the trustees as well. We were assessing as we move along, always there's good evaluation systems, feedback, and of course not every stakeholder is always 100% satisfied with whatever is occurring, but the overall perspective, I think, was positive. We were making good gain. We had critical decisions and discussions going on about school medicine and other initiatives and some curricular changes that we were making. So all in all, it worked well. It worked well for me. It's certainly worked well, I think, in the minds of our trustees as well. And, you know, these things are all about mutual understandings and satisfactions. And the most important individuals, obviously, in the equation of this nature are first and foremost our students, our faculty and staff, and the larger community that we serve. This is a great place to live, and Linda and I have been very, very pleased here. What a special place this is to live and reside and to have a home.
I recall a while back having the discussion with you about the right way to leave an institution and wanting to make sure that you gave enough time for a national search, but not so much time that the current president is sort of sitting there in lame duck status. So how, I guess I'm wondering, you know, what are your plans here for this final year? This is still almost 11 months that you have, and you did indicate in your message to the campus that you had a lot that you wanted to accomplish. So what are some of the things you'd like to get done?
Well, we have ongoing work, obviously, in solidifying some relationships with the affiliation with the Cooley Law School. We also very helpful of developing a new program. We've just identified a leader for our program in physical therapy. It's very important. We want to make sure the dining facility is opened and as it will be and is up and running and looking great. We have other ongoing things, a program called for our students called Create Your Signature, which is kind of a unique and a nice opportunity to talk a little bit more about the specialness of being a student, a Bronco at Western Michigan University. I really believe that the amount of work that needs to be done is is always ongoing. Universities never stand still. I certainly don't have any intent of standing still, managed to get up early this morning. I've had my workout in already, and I'm ready to go.
Do you have any idea yet what sort of things you might take on as president emeritus for a year?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I am very, very sensitive about being around and being helpful, but not in the way. And I want to make sure that the new president has full discretion. Obviously, they need to, he or she. And in addition to that, the trustees, though, I think there's some things I can do in terms of some friendship, fundraising, support. Again, hopefully solidifying some things in the international community that we need to make sure that we sustain. Also, they've asked me to put together some thoughts about the 10-year stretch, some of the nuts and bolts of some things that happened. I think the history of the development of the School of Medicine, we need to make sure that that's put together in a nice document somewhere that can help others and be helpful to others as they think about similar kinds of initiatives.
Western Michigan University President John Dunn, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thank you, Gordon. Nice to talk with you. Bye-bye.
John Dunn has announced that he will retire as Western Michigan University's president June 30th of next year. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.